نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، the virtues of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. The surah starts with when the Waqi'ah occurs, the day of resurrection. There will not be for its occurrence any doubts, bringing low some and exalting others, when the earth will be shaken with a terrible shake, and the mountains will be powdered to dust, so they will become floating dust particles. And you all will be in three groups. So those on the right hand, how fortunate will be those on the right hand, and those on the left hand, how unfortunate will be those on the left hand, and those foremost will be foremost. These will be nearest to Allah in gardens of delight. Abu Hishaq reported from Ikrimah, from Ibn Abbas, that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, "O Messenger of Allah, you are becoming gray." The messenger replied, "Surat Hud, Surat Waqi'ah, and Surat Mursilat, and Surat Amma Yatasilun, and Idha Ashamsu Wal Qamarat have made me gray." At-Tirmidhi collected this hadith and said, "Hasan Gharib." The horrors of the day of resurrection. Al-Waqi'ah, the occurrence, is one of the names of the day of resurrection, because the day is real and will surely come. Allah, the Exalted and Mighty, said, "Then on that day shall the Waqi'ah occur." Surah 69, verse 15. Allah, the Exalted, said, "There is not for its occurrence any doubt," meaning when He commands the day of resurrection to begin, none can stop it from happening or prevent it from beginning. Answer the call of your Lord before there comes from Allah a day which cannot be averted. That is Surah 42, verse 47. A questioner asks concerning the torment about the occurrence upon the disbelievers which none can avert. A questioner asks concerning torment about to occur upon the disbelievers which none can avert. That is Surah 70, verses 1 and 2. And on the day He will say, "Be, and it is." His word is the truth. His will be the dominion on the day when the trumpet will be blown, the all-knower of the unseen and the seen. He is all-wise, all-aware. Surah 6, verse 73. As for the meaning of Kalbi Tajhiba, Muhammad bin Saab said, it will certainly occur. While Qatada said, it shall not be discontinued, taken back, or aborted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's statement, bringing low and exalting, indicates that Waqia lowers some people to the lowest parts of the fire, even if they had been mighty in the life. It also elevates to the highest grade in the residence of eternal delight, even if they were weak in this life. This was said by Al-Hasan, Qatada, and others. Alfi reported from Ibn Abbas, bringing low and exalting, it made the near and the far hear it. While Ikrimah said, it lowered, and thus those who were close heard it, and exalted those in whose distance heard it. You know, this is one of the things that made Islam to me again so wonderful, because, you know, we see sometimes people who have difficulty in their life and who happen to be good Muslims, and sometimes new Muslims ask questions like, you know, why am I going through difficulty? One of the things that pleases me about this deen is, no matter whatever the difficulty in the life, if we continue to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we continue to do what He commands us, and try our best, that this short existence means nothing. Because hopefully, inshallah, in the hereafter, we will have everything that we could even remotely desire. When the earth will be shaken with a terrible shake, meaning it's shaking and moving violently over all of its surface and through its depths, Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Qatada, and others said about Allah saying, when the earth will be shaken with a terrible shake, it means violently shaking. Arabi bin Anas said, the earth will be shaken with all that is in it, just as a sifter is shaken with its containers. This is like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, when the earth will be shaken with its earthquake. Surah 99, verse 1. And O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord. Verily, the earthquake of the hour is a terrible thing. That is Surah 22, verse 1. And the mountains will be powdered to dust, meaning relentlessly pulverized. This was said by Ibn Abbas, Mujahid, Ikrimah, Qatada, and others. Ibn Zayd said, the mountains will become just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described them, a heap of sand powdered out. Surah 73, verse 14. So that they will become like floating dust particles. Abu Ishaq narrated from Al-Harith from Ali, it will become like rising dust, like a rising dust storm that soon fades away, leaving no trace of itself behind. Al-Afi reported that Ibn Abbas said about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, so they will become like floating dust particles. It describes the rising embers from the fire when it is kindled. But when the embers land, they are extinguished quickly. Ikrimah said, the floating dust particles that of the floating dust particles that the wind scatters all around. While Qatada said floating particles like the dry part of trees that the wind scatters all about. This ayah is similar to several other ayahs that indicate that the mountains will be moved from their places, demolished, and blown off their bases, and become like carded wool on the day of resurrection. Now, inshallah, we are going to get to the three categories of people on the day of resurrection. And everyone, if there's any questions that you have about the reading, you can type. And I have my wife looking at the screen right now, so she can let me know if there's any questions. So anyone, if you have any questions, just go ahead. And all of you will be in three groups. This means that people will be divided into three categories on the day of resurrection. Some will be on the right hand, on the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's throne, and they are those who were brought forth from Adam's right side. This category will be given their books of records in their right hand. They will be taken to the right side. As Suhi explains, that they will compromise the majority of the residents of paradise. Another category are those who will be placed on the left side of the throne of Allah. They are those who are given their book of deeds in their left hand. They will be taken to the left side, and they are the residents of the hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from this thing. A third category is comprised of those who are foremost and nearest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are in better grade and status and nearer to Allah than those on the right side. And they are the chief of those on the right side because they include messengers, prophets, true believers, and martyrs. There are fewer than those on the right side. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for those on the right side, how will be those on the right side? And those on the left side, how will be those on the left side? And thus, foremost will be the foremost. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divides people into three groups upon their death, as indicated by the end of this surah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions them in his statement as well. Then we gave the book as an inheritance to such of our servants whom we chose. Then of them are some who wrong themselves, and of them are some who follow a middle course, and of them are some who are by Allah's leave foremost in good deeds. That is Surah 35 verse 32. Muhammad bin Ka'ab, Abu Hamza, and others said that "and those foremost will be foremost" is about the prophets, peace be upon them all. While As-Suti said that they are the residents of the uppermost high in paradise. The meaning of foremost is that they were the foremost in performing acts of righteousness, just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them. And march forth in the way to forgiveness from your Lord and for paradise as wide as the heavens and earth. That is Surah 3, verse 133. Race with one another in hastening towards forgiveness from your Lord, and paradise, the width thereof is the width of the heavens and the earth. Surah 57, verse 21. Therefore, those who rush to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life and are foremost in performing acts of righteousness will be among the foremost believers honored in the hereafter. Verily, the reward is according to the kind of deed, and as one does so, he is judged. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those will be the nearest to Allah in gardens of delights. And from verse 13 to verse 26, inshallah, we'll see how far we get today with this. Is there any questions before we go on? No? Okay. A multitude of those will be from the first ones, and a few of those from the latter ones. They will be on thrones of delight, reclining thereon face to face. Immortal boys will go around them serving, with cups and jugs and glasses of flowing wine, wherefrom neither any headache or intoxication will occur, and with fruit that they may choose, and with the flesh of fowl that they desire. And there will be hoors with wide, lovely eyes, like preserved pearls, a reward for what they used to do. No lagh, evil, vain talk will they hear therein, nor any sinful speech, but only salam, salam. Now, we're getting into a section called the reward of the foremost in faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states that the foremost of the close true believers are a multitude, a crowd among the early generations, and a few from the latter generations. Therefore, a difference over the meaning of the first generation and the latter generations. Some said that the former means the earlier believing nations, while the latter refers to this ummah. This was reported from Mujahid al-Hasan al-Basri in the collection of Ibn Abi Hatim. And this is the preface of Ibn Jarir. He considered it supported by the saying of Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are the latter nation, but the foremost on the day of resurrection. And that is in Fath al-Bari 11:526. Ibn Jarir did not mention any other interpretation, nor did he attribute this view to anyone else. There is another hadith that could support this meaning. Imam Abu Muhammad bin Abi Hatim recorded that Abu Huraira said that when these ayats were revealed, a multitude of those foremost will be from the first generation, and a few from the latter generation. This news became hard for the companions of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These ayahs. a multitude of those will be from the first ones, and a multitude of those will be from the latter ones, were verily revealed. Were revealed. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, I hope that you will comprise a quarter of the residents of paradise. A third of the residents of paradise, rather, you are half of the residents of paradise. And will have a share in the other half. Imam Ahmed also recorded this. However, this opinion that Ibn Jarir chose is questionable. Rather, it is deficient. Rather, it is a deficient interpretation. Because this ummah is the best of all nations according to the text of the Quran. Therefore, it is not possible that the foremost believers are from earlier nations and are more numerous than those of this ummah. The latter opinion is the most correct one, inshallah. The multitude of those will be from the first one. Refers to the earlier generations of this ummah, while a few from the latter ones refers to the people in the latter part of this ummah. Ibn Abi Hatim reported that As-Sari bin Yahya said that Al-Hasan recited this ayah, and those foremost will be foremost. These will be nearest to Allah in gardens of delight, and multitude of those from the first ones. Then he commented, a multitude from the earlier generations of this ummah. Ibn Abi Hatim also reported that Muhammad bin Sirin commented, a multitude of those will be from the first one, and a few of those from the latter one. They stated or hoped that they will all be from the ummah. Therefore, these are statements of Al-Hasan and Ibn Sirin, that those foremost in faith are all from this ummah. There is no doubt that the earlier generations of each nation were better than the latter generations. In this pretext, this ayat might include all previous believing nations. In this regard, it is confirmed in the authentic hadith compilations from more than one root that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the best of people are my generation, then the next generation, and then the next. That is Al-Bukhari hadith number 3651. A group of my ummah will always remain on the truth. And dominate unharmed by those who fail to support them and those who defy them until the hour begins. So, is there any questions before I continue reading? You know, being that, you know, most of us who are in this country come from, you know, non-Islamic backgrounds, you know, we sometimes have a little confusion, you know, about what will happen to our families and how, you know, we should see our faith. And, you know, there are two extremes that happen on either side of this issue. There are some people who say that, you know, if their family members are good, you know, that they will still get to paradise. Or they say that no one from our nation, no one outside of our nation will ever get to paradise at all. And this is really an extreme on both sides. Because there is a verse in Surah Baqarah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know, that there will be people from other nations that get into paradise. He mentions those who call themselves Jews, those who call themselves Christians, and those who call themselves Sabians, and he mentions Muslims. The key point to the ayat, though, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, those who believe in Allah and the last day. So therefore, it's a clarification by the last part of the ayat, those who believe in Allah. That means those nations who came before us and before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some of those people will of course be in paradise, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on them will be no fear nor will they grieve. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever hears of me and does not believe in me and the message with which I was sent, let him find his seat in the hellfire. So that explains to us that people who hear of this Islam after the event of the messengership of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they disbelieve, then they will have no share in the hereafter. So, you know, I just hope that gives some clarification to the ayat that we just read. It's now 12:30, so we'll make it a short class for today. We will start again with verse 27 of Surah Al-Waqi'ah next week. So if there's any questions, go ahead and ask them now. I'm going to release the mic, so anyone who wants to talk or type can do so. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam, rasulullah. I'm just doing a mic check. This is Yusuf Estes, inshallah. If you can hear me all right, let me know. I want to know if this is a good enough mic level. Inshallah, we'll be broadcasting live tonight all the way from New Jersey. We'll be over in Ocean City tonight. That's Ocean City Islamic Center. Then from there, we'll go directly up to New York. We have a late program tonight around 9:30, something like that. I'm sorry I can't give you a definite time because we don't know how long the drive time is from Central Jersey all the way up to where we're going to New York for a youth program. And then tomorrow at Fajr, it's 6:30 in the morning for Fajr, and then following that we have another program in the afternoon. The big conference is starting here tomorrow afternoon, I think around 3, running up to about 4 or 5. Then I've got to cut over to New York again, and after New York, I'll go straight home. The last program tomorrow night is going to end around 8, something like that, inshallah. So inshallah, we'll be back on tonight at 6:30, but I think we'll be in the other room. It all depends on what other programs we have going at the same time. We do have some video to show, but if we don't get this room, we'll have to do just audio only in the other room. Until then, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah.